This is Radio Tay, the Fuzz.
Hello and welcome to podcast number 4. Podcasts from the Abyss, Nerdy CT, I'm your host. This episode is entitled Bedtime Stories.
It gets me from one galaxy to another.
Alright, I'm going to try and read something else without laughing. Here goes. This is entitled Where White Man Went Wrong. Indian Chief Two Eagles was asked by a white U.S. government official, "You have observed the white man for 90 years. You've seen his wars and his technological advances. You've seen his progress and the damage he's done." The chief nodded in agreement. The official continued, "Considering all these events, in your opinion, where did the white man go wrong?" The chief stared at the government official, then replied, When white man find land, Indians running it, no taxes, no debt, plenty buffalo, plenty beaver, clean water. Women did all the work. Medicine man free. Indian man spend all day hunting and fishing, all night having sex." Then the chief leaned back and smiled. "Only white man dumb enough to think he could improve system like that."
Kerfago is proud to present a revolutionary new product, Solonex Helionoid. A nuclear reactor gel now available in extra light and extra dry. Remember, Solonex Helionoid.
My dildo collection is in the top drawer of my dresser. And my stiletto heels are in the closet. I've warned you, and now you will pay the price. You all have to wear dresses along with fishnet stockings.
This one's entitled "The Montreal Day That Didn't Dawn." On November 10th, 1819, people living in Montreal, Quebec thought the world was ending. Clouds had blocked out the sun, giving the sky a sickly green to inky black color, and soot began to rain down in torrents upon the city. Heavy clouds rolled in early, changing the sky from a dark green to black. Occasionally, when the sun could be spotted, it was deep brown, unearthly yellow, brilliant orange, or blood red. A heavy vapor fell on the land, and by noon, lights were lit in the courthouse, banks, and public offices of the city. Alarm was rising. Was the phenomenon the result of an enormous prairie or forest fire? A nearby mountain becoming volcanic? An impending earthquake or doomsday? In mid-afternoon, a great density of clouds rushed over the city. The sky was pitch dark. Then, according to the May 21st, 1881 issue of Scientific American, a pause and a hush for a moment or two succeeded. And then, one of the most glaring flashes of lightning ever beheld flamed over the country, accompanied by a thunderclap which seemed to shake the city to its foundations.